We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of The Grateful Dread. I'm your host, Andrew Young, a.k.a. The Mad Fanatic, a.k.a. Jimmy Soul. It's been a minute since I've checked in with you guys. I've been on my own little journey of spiritual growth. And God's been doing a lot with me behind the scenes, like a lot. And first of all, let's get to the I am statements that I think are so important to wake up and start your day with. Today, I am blessed. I am grateful. I am alive. I am here. In this present moment, I've been blessed. I am blessed to experience this gift of life once again. I am a child of God. I am created in His image. I am loved. I am forgiven. I am strong. And I am willing to be used as a vessel. And I pray that whatever I say to you today touches you and helps you get through whatever you're going through. And hopefully I can give you some encouragement and remind you to be grateful and share with you some of the wisdom I've learned in my journey. So what I wanted to talk about today was rain. I made this song recently, a Jimmy Soul song called Spring Rain. It's one of my favorite songs I've made. I actually wish I could have had like a choir on the hook instead of just me pretending to be a choir. But anyway, it's not about that. It's about the message of the song and what I went through to learn that lesson. And the lesson in the song was basically, it was about learning to embrace the rain and understanding that the rain, both literally, like right now it's raining here in Connecticut, but also like the times in life where it's not all sunshine and rainbows, the times in life where life is growing you. I got to a place for a long time, I used to just hate cloudy days. I just only like sunny days. And in my life, it was the same way. It was like when I wasn't seeing the overt blessings, if I wasn't seeing the fruit in my life, if I wasn't seeing the a check or something, just blatant blessings, like everything wasn't going well, I'd be like, man, another struggle, or another rainy day. But I finally got into a place in my life where I've learned to appreciate the rain. Because number one, it started with acceptance. It started with understanding that it is not gonna be sunshine every day. That is not how life works. And the sooner you accept that, the more joy you'll have in life and the more strong you'll be, and you'll be so much less vulnerable to your joy being situational or circumstantial. It won't be able to just get taken so easily. Like, oh shoot, it's raining, now I'm unhappy. And that's how I was, literally. Like, not just a metaphorical rain, like, oh man, I'm a month behind on bills, or I lost this opportunity, or my daughter got sick. And I've been going through a lot of challenges, and I'm not even gonna get into all those challenges, but I've been going through a lot of things. From physical pain to people I care about going through physical pain, to financial struggles, to emotional struggles, struggling with addiction, struggling with relationships, struggling with self-esteem, struggling with shame, struggling with resentment and unforgiveness, a lot of different things. So the rain, the rainy days, the raining situations would keep coming. And I'd be like, man, I thought I was in a good place. I was good. I was waking up early. I was praying and it was sunny outside. And the next day it was cloudy. It was rainy. And then things weren't going well in life. And I got to a place where I realized, wait a minute, this is part of the natural flow of life. And the sooner, once I learned to accept that, and I said, okay, well, why? If there has to be rain, but why does there have to be rain? And I got to a place where I realized that rain is not a bad thing. Rain is necessary. It's an unavoidable part of the process of growth. Without rain, nothing grows. And that includes humans. You know what I mean? That includes your mind and your spirit and your just you as a person. Like, you need to go through trials to grow from them. You need to learn how to endure pain and suffering and learn how to praise through it. You got to learn how to be grateful. That's why this show, The Grateful Dread, my album, 3-part album, The Grateful Dread, is talking about learning to be grateful in the midst of a dreadful situation. It's being able to see the light in the darkness. It's being able to see the blessing in the trial. It's being able to see, like, okay, I'm going through this so I can learn how to handle money better. Or I'm going through this so I can learn how to really appreciate, like, okay, I'll give you an example. I have this crazy back pain situation. My back still gives me issues right now. But it was at the point where I could not stand up. I couldn't walk for over a week. I was actually scared and worried whether I would ever really walk again freely. And the challenge, I was actually mad at God when it happened. And I called my mom. She told me this is part of the process. Like, you're being taught different things. You're learning how to praise through pain. And without getting too spiritual or religious, it's it's well documented in the Bible that believers go through things like this. They go through suffering so that they can understand the sufferings of Christ, so they can grow in Him more. And when I was going through it, I was like, man, this is crazy. Why am I suffering like this? And I had to get to a place where I could say, wait a minute. Even though it's painful, I can still move my legs. I can stand up. And this probably isn't going to last forever. I am going to be able to walk again. And then when I was able to walk again, I appreciated it that much more. And I learned how to endure the attack and say, okay, you want to attack my body to try to get me to let go of some of my faith. You want to take my shout from me. You want to stop me from being able to rejoice. So you want to attack my body. And I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about the other side. And there's a lot of things in life that happen like that. There's a lot of times where challenges come against you to strengthen and grow your faith. It's a test. It's like, okay, He'll praise me now and everything's going good, but will He still trust me? Will He still seek me every day when things aren't going well? Will He still know I'm there? Does He think I'm a genie? Because God is not my genie. You know what I mean? He's not just going to magically give me everything I ask for. He's going to grow me and help me to become more Christ-like. That's why I'm here. I'm here to learn how to love myself, how to love God unconditionally, and how to love my neighbor, especially those closest to me, my children, my wife. I'm here to learn what love is and what that looks like and how to act lovingly. So, long story short, if you're going through something in your life right now where you're experiencing rain in the form of hardship or challenges, please understand and try to see that God is with you in the storm. I want to share a story with you, and this might even sound unbelievable, but it's a true story. I wrote a song about it. I didn't put it out yet. But that day when I came to this exact beach right here where I'm at right now, I walked down and I sat up against this rock. Now, my back was already hurting, but I had the strength pretty easily to get off. I actually fell asleep on the couch, which might be why my back was hurting. But anyway, I was able to get up, go down the stairs, get in the car, drive. I got up out the car a little gingerly, but I got out. I sat down by this rock and I watched this sermon and I prayed and I was looking for a fresh encounter with God. I love to come here at the sunrise and really feel like I'm having a face-to-face encounter with God and letting Him speak to my soul and meditate and pray and all that good stuff. And I was sitting down for like an hour and I couldn't get up after that. I went to get up and I couldn't get up. My back, it was just spasming out of control, like excruciating pain, like tears running down my face and everything. And I was like, God, I came here to talk to you and you're gonna have me in this kind of pain? I was like, are you kidding me? Why would you do this to me, man? And I'm like, man, I don't know about this whole thing. I was that quick to, like, my faith was instantly, I was questioning my faith ASAP. I was like, man, this make me feel a way, because I'm supposed to be a child of God. I'm supposed to be a son. And if my son was in pain like this and I had the power to heal it, I heal it right away. And then I'm starting to question, like, does God even see me? Does God even hear me? Does God even care? And then out of nowhere, this girl walks up with her son. And I'm like, I recognize her instantly, even though she's a little bit in the distance. And mind you, this is bright and early in the morning, like sunrise time. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I see her, and her name is Holly. And she says three times in 1 week. That's weird. And I'm like, I don't believe in coincidences or weird things. Like, okay, why is that? Something like that will make me go, hmm. And then number three is often associated with the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, as a lot of people like to call it. So I, as soon as she said three times, I didn't even remember that it was three times. I thought it was two times that I saw her, but then I did remember it was three times. I saw her at this park I was walking by, I saw her at the grocery store, and then I seen her at this beach. And I never see this girl. I know her, but I never see her. I'll go years without seeing her. It's my friend's wife, and she's with her son. Remember I said that to you? So I'm sitting here thinking the three, huh? And then all of a sudden a boat pulls up, right? The boat pulls up out of nowhere. Like, I'm at this beach right here. Imagine a boat just pulling up. It was just like, it never ever happens. It's just shallow waters. Boats never pull up. She's actually getting in the boat. It's her father. He pulls up in the boat. And I look at the boat and it says Ghost. That's the name of the boat. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness. Father, her father, her son, Holly, Ghost, right? And it was like, I got like chills. And I was like, wow. God's trying to tell me that he's here with me right now. Even in my struggle, even while I'm going through what I'm going through, it's not that he doesn't see me. He's still with me. He's with you in your struggles. And it was so crazy to me. I was like, it was this instant, like, oh my goodness, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Wow. He wants me to know he's here. And then I had to marinate on that for a while and say, well, God sees me. If he's here with me while I'm going through what I'm going through, why am I going through what I'm going through? And I went on this journey for a week, and I had to learn that I was going through it because my faith was being tested, and I was being made stronger in my trust in God. And I was going to be reminded of his healing power. He was going to show me how I can just heal you in an instant, send you to the right chiropractor who's going to magically touch your back, and then you're going to be fixed the next day. And to keep trusting me, and that things are going to come against you, and that there's going to be trials, and that there's going to be rain. But what it's going to do is it's going to ultimately deepen our connection. It's going to strengthen your roots. And I even had a deeper appreciation for being able to walk. Like, I promise you, the next time I walked to the beach, it was like, it was such a gratifying experience. I was starting to get to a place where I was taking walking for granted. And when you get to a place where, oh my goodness, I can walk today, you start to be able to handle those reins in your life. You start to be able to, because gratitude is the superpower. That's why I made this show, The Grateful Dread, because I wanted to give people that gratitude. Like, let me share some of this gratitude I have, because once you start to think about the things that are going well for you, the things that you should be grateful for, like truly grateful for, you start to attract more things to be grateful for, and you start to magnify the good things in your life and the things that were bothering you, your bill that you can't pay right now, even though no one's going to kill you because you can't pay the bill, or the fact you can't eat lobster today and you got to settle for some hamburger or whatever, the fact you don't have the house that they keep showing you on your Instagram feed that you feel like you should have, you're not where you think you should be in life at the time you think you should be there. Once you start focusing on, wait a minute, I woke up today, I can breathe. And then you go, I can walk. And you realize there's plenty of people in this world, like millions of people in this world, that cannot walk. Right? I got to a place where I've experienced being one of those people that couldn't walk. And I appreciated being able to walk on such a deeper level that I can't wake up in the morning anymore and not think about, thank you, God, for letting me walk today. Thank you, God, for giving me the strength to get out of bed on my own and to walk. And then you start thinking, man, thank you for waking up my children. Thank you for giving me a car that I can drive to get here to the beach. Thank you for allowing me to live near a beach. Thank you for giving me an understanding landlord that when I am late on my bills, he's not like throwing me out in the street. Thank you for the fact that we have running water in our house, because I support this charity water, man. Eye-opening. There's like seven, I don't want to misquote the number, but it's like seven, I think it's like 700 million people in the world that don't have clean water. It's like, I know it sounds crazy, it's literally like, that's like, damn it, that's like 10% of the world does not have clean water. Like, I live in America and have, in Connecticut, one of the cleanest waters, and it's still not that clean, but we have running water that we can drink, get our nutrients to survive right in our house, flick of a switch, like the turning of a knob, you know what I mean? I'm so blessed, it's ridiculous. So I've gotten to a place now, to wrap this up, where it can be a rainy day like this and I can sit here and be grateful. I can appreciate the rain. I can say, God, what are you trying to teach me today? I can say, wait, there's so many blessings in this. All right, today, I don't have to bring my daughters, not have to. I won't be bringing my daughters to the beach today and making a nice, fun memory at the swings, which I love doing. But it does, I feel guilty on sunny days being in the studio all day, because I'm like, man, I could be out with my kids playing, you know what I mean? But on a rainy day, I'm like, man, let's go get at it. Let's go make a song that's gonna uplift somebody today. Let's go work on this musical I've been working on for years. Let's go do something for God. So I've learned to appreciate literal rain and the times in my life that are challenging, where I need to kind of dig a little deeper into my faith and into my gratitude to appreciate it and understand that more times than not, the things that I'm going through are strengthening me in some way, shape, or form. They're either helping me learn how to appreciate money and manage money, or how to forgive, how to be kind, how to deal with anxiety, how to overcome, how to be more grateful. So I just wanted to encourage you today. I know I haven't been doing these consistently. It's been a minute. I'm going to try to at least do one once a week, but really just when I feel something on my heart where I want to check in with you guys and make sure you're doing good. So to whoever's listening, you're loved. You're not alone. God is with you in whatever you're going through. And the superpower is gratitude. So as always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.